Housing and childcare, those are the two top issues that are definitely needed, but not always talked about. And that's the hard part, is when you have to match those salaries with the housing that's available. Before COVID, housing was not a problem in this area. There were plenty of rental properties, apartments, single family homes, and we are struggling to find affordable options for people. And I think that's part of the reason why we are seeing a decrease in some of our younger population wanting to stay or come back to this area to fill some of these jobs. We have talked to a couple of developers about what it would take to get some other housing options here, but a lot of what they want right now, every community wants housing. Every community wants this and that. And we're all fighting for the same things. So a lot of it with these companies, well, what are you going to do for me? What incentives can you give us to come here? They want the sidewalks and the sewers. They want all of this stuff in place before they even commit. Between housing, childcare, right now trying to find affordable, quality childcare, and it's definitely not just in this area, but across the state, that's huge for a lot of families.